Good evening, everyone, and welcome to the Metaphysical Hour. I'm Julia Cannon, and guess who's with me tonight?
Oh, who is it?
My co-host, Tracy Mahan, and the invisible person. Yay, Tracy! And we've been a while since it's just been the two of us, and we thought it was time that we just do our very thought-provoking contemplations of the universe and beyond, and serious discussions.
I kind of have a new goal right now. As I saw your dog walk through, I kind of want to call the dog to see if I can get it to jump on you.
Oh, that wouldn't take much. He's actually doing much better now about leaving me be.
Not jumping on you while you're doing your thing. Got it. Mm-hmm. So how is that transformation going?
It's doing very well. We've been together 5 weeks now. Can you believe that?
That's
five awesome. Weeks, and we are really transitioning and adapting well to each other.
Yeah. So, wait until you got the one that does.
Yeah. Oh, he did that the other day. I was in the recliner, and he did that. He jumped in behind me, and I was like, "Oh, now I know what that feels like."
So, I know what it's like to not be able to lean back in your chair.
Yep.
But and then you see me rocking, and it's just that mother instinct to rock the baby.
Rock the baby.
So I'll sit here and rock, and then I realize I'm doing it. Mm. Oh, we are being told there is no sound. Techie, tech, tech. So no sound.
Oh, so nobody knows about our discussion on rocket?
No sound. Okay, sound. Okay. Yeah, I hope they got that in-depth conversation.
I know.
They won't know why I was showing my backside to everybody there. They'll be like, what's she doing?
Because she couldn't handle that I was saying we're going to have this wonderful, thought-provoking, serious discussion. And she's like, oh, no.
Not
and all of you that know us know that that will never happen. So, because that was going to be my next thing, was this serious discussion. It was going to be not. So.
So we're getting mixed emotions here. We've got sound, no sound. I hear you, both of you. I think we got it. I think we're here. We got sound. Hello to everybody in the chat room.
Yes. Where are you from? Tell us where you're from.
Yeah. Is there a prize at the end for the best?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Whoever comes the farthest.
I know Judy's here.
Have a kiss.
There's your prize. I love it.
But no, it's wonderful. I love to see where everybody comes from. That is just such, and what came to me this morning when Kai and I were doing the show is this visual came in of when everybody started talking where they're from. You could see like these points of light all over the world.
Yeah.
And it was showing how this pattern was taking form and things and the whole reason for it. And like, this was, you know, each time we do these shows, like we always do, they're energizing these different points of light. And then it showed me at the end that now those lights, well, they were, it was like this energy waves coming out of them, and now they reverberate out to their in their areas. So that's why it's so cool. And it helps, you know, I love it just to see where everybody's from, but also I think it's great for you guys to see where you're all coming from. And we have, there's like-minded people all over the place.
We got not on. Yeah. Okay, we've got Forest Grove, BC, Canada. And I have to tell you, Connie from Forest Grove, BC, I have a Forest Grove over here in Oregon, and that's actually where my QHHT office is in Forest Grove. So we have a little thing going here. I like that.
There we go.
And I have a sister named Connie.
That's what I was just going to say. It's kind of like a sister city, and there you go.
Oh my God. it just keeps going. So yeah. We got Missouri, Denver, San Francisco. Where are you guys all from? Coming in. There's Judy from Australia.
Hey, Judy.
New Zealand. We're doing good. You guys are everywhere, and we're all coming together to just bring our vibrations together, be those little beams of light that Julia was talking about.
Yeah, they're like pinpoints. You know, that's a, remember, you know, if you've read Cryon, he talks about lighthouses. It's like rather than light workers, you're lighthouses. And sometimes you wonder why you're out in your area all by yourself and nobody else around you. It doesn't seem like there's anybody around you that believes like you or understands you or things like that. And that's what he's saying, you're lighthouses. And do you ever see lighthouses out there with a group of other lighthouses? Where do you see lighthouses? You know, they're out on the cliffs or on the crags, you know, so that they can shed light to show the way for ships to come in to safe port. You know? So kind of see it that way. And then we have these things, we have events, we have our shows, we have these things where we can come together, re-energize and you know, just have our wonderful, like, you are not alone. We are all here together and we're all doing our thing. And then that's where they're showing. Then we energize. And then within our areas, we are, you know, the reverberating out our energy.
So we've got, I'm going to say hi to Roxanne, who has a son who lives in Prineville, Oregon. So not right next to me, but at least we're in the same state and Prineville.
You got neighbors.
Neighbors on here. This is amazing. And Douglas is from Brazil. I kind of almost wish that some of you guys with these really nice acts could just call in for a minute. We could just listen to you talk. Because I love the accents.
Yeah, we do love the accents.
Yeah, maybe you could do one for me just to help me kind of.
I'm not the accent person, Kaya.
Oh, that would be Kaya.
Yeah, it's not me. I do
for that.
Yeah, I can go. Hey, mate. That's Australian.
That's all you got. That's it. So we do have a question in the chat room if you're up for it. This is kind of on the soul speak end of things. And we have Shelley asking, what do you think of sleep apnea?
Okay, sleep apnea. Can you tell me a little bit more about it?
Okay, so.
Can we go there? Can we just go ahead and just do, because it's not, I can tell you what I think about it, but let's make it personal. Let's make it apply to you or whatever you're asking us about.
Okay, so what do you need to know?
I want to know how it manifests. So it's like, you know, how does it come through? I mean, is it you can't sleep whatsoever? You sleep, or the sleep apnea is the breathing. Is it like in the middle of the night? Is it in, just describe to me what happens.
It's the sleep pattern where you stop breathing
several
times through the night. So where the machine is, right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Okay. So...
And so if you can just describe how...
You've just been diagnosed, so this is a new thing, so...
And how are you dealing with it? How does it affect you?
Look at this, some live stuff going on tonight. This is cool. All right.
Because this is an interesting one, because doctors they love to diagnosis. Nothing against doctors, but this is one of those things that, you know, they love to just... that it gets diagnosed, it's like, oh my gosh, you know, you need to do something because you could just stop breathing.
Yeah. So
the body is made where it will continue, that it has to breathe for its life force. So it will breathe. Okay. So it might have these periods where it slows down or it has these lapses, but it does breathe again because it has to. That's the function of the body. So that's just my own little thing out here, is your body will never just go stop in the middle of the night. You're just in a really, really deep state of sleep at that point.
Okay. So I'm going to read to you what she wrote. She says, I stop breathing 44 times an hour, tired, depressed, and heart rhythmic things going on.
Say that again.
She's tired, she's depressed, and she has heart arrhythmia.
Okay, but what was the first thing about 40 an hour? 40,
she stops breathing 44 times an hour.
44 times. How many times do you breathe in an hour?
Probably quite a few. Should we start counting?
Because you breathe. I mean, that just means you've had a longer episode between breaths. See, it doesn't mean that you stopped breathing. You just had a longer episode. And I don't mean to be countering doctors and what they're saying, but I just want you to see it for, you didn't stop breathing. You had a longer period where you, between breaths. Does that make sense?
Okay. So let's look at tired, depressed, and the heart. Mm-hmm. I think that's where we need to go, right?
Yeah. And tired and depressed. Oh, shoot. I meant to do something there. I've got work to do. Oh, no. okay. So let's look at those things, the tired, depressed. Now, the heart arrhythmia is they're tying that to the breathing. And that's what they're saying. Okay, what they're related to each other. Either the breathing is happening because of the arrhythmias or the other way around. And, right. you know, and that's where they do tests and stuff. And if it actually is affecting that, then that's something to look at. But let's look at it from the soul speak side as to where that's coming from and what's going on there. So anything with the heart. Let me first ask, and what was this person's name? I missed it.
Shelley,
when did this start? When did you start having symptoms of this issue of the heart arrhythmias, or did you know about it?
And we know that you were just diagnosed because you wrote that in there, but when did you first start noticing being tired, depressed, and possibly even like the heart arrhythmia? Because I know that that can feel kind of like an anxiety or depending on what it's doing there as well. Mm-hmm. So... yeah, more information. See, this turned into a soul speak.
Yeah, but that's what you have to do. You have to, you know, I could just say something in general, and that's fine because that gets you to thinking, you know, as to, oh, okay, this is what this could be. But I'd like to just go ahead and let's just go ahead and do it, you know, and see what it might mean for you. And we can go through the whole process there but that's what you want to do is I want to know when it started. When did the symptoms start?
2 years ago, heart, tired and depressed for 25 years.
Okay. So then, and what was going on in your life at the time that this started 2 years ago?
Yeah, that's good. Okay. So why we wait for that answer? Because there is a delay with the video.
Yeah, absolutely. And then the other, if you can also tell me, I mean, that would be with the heart issues. And you said 25 years, the
25 years
depression
feeling tired
and tired and depression. So it's also what was going on, what was going on in your life at that time when that started. So if you can, I just want you to think about that. And if you can send through answers to that, these are two different things. I mean, they may very well be related, but we'll start with them as
individual. Well, we want to look at the idea that this is in the heart chakra area.
Yeah, well, getting to that next. Mm-hmm. Because that's where, as I was saying, I can do a general thing, but I want to first address these things. And I do want to look at that. It's like, what does the heart represent? Shelley, what does the heart represent to you? What does it do? What does it mean to you?
Okay, she's been looking after her dad and has dementia. Total change of life, uprooted from home and moved to the bush. Okay. Oh, and she's announced.
That was 2 years ago?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
I'm assuming so, because that was your first question.
Yeah, exactly. Right. And I know we're shooting a lot of questions to Shelley here. So, but no, you're right. And
she had to leave her family and friends behind.
At 25 years ago or 2 years ago?
Okay. Good question. And her connection to others. Starting to understand this.
It's very obvious, and that's what's, you know, we see it because we get it, but she'll completely get it here in a minute. Mm-hmm. But what I like to do is I like to ask these questions, because through that process of asking the questions, that I feel like you get it faster than if I just tell you.
Okay, so Shelley, are we talking 2 years? Yeah, 2 years ago.
Okay, so you're uprooted, everything changed.
Yeah. She had to move, left family and friends behind, all of her
stuff. And that's a big one, had to leave friends behind.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Okay, so can we go to the heart? What does the heart do? What does it mean to you, Shelley? What does it do? Okay. What does it represent?
She's just confirming the 2 years ago. So yeah, we'll be watching for that.
But yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So definitely as she's sharing the information, it definitely brings in, oh, why is it showing up here? Mm-hmm. Breathing and heart and
Right. And if there's anybody else that wants to, I know Judy's on here. Judy has gone through the Soul Speak course. Anybody else that might want to jump in with thoughts as far as what, you know, like, what does it mean to you? What does this for the heart? And we'll help Shelley out here a little bit.
So the heart is a love connection.
The heart is the love connection. Yes, absolutely. The heart is the seat of emotions. It represents love. Yeah. I mean, that's why they use it. I mean, a different form of it, but on Valentine's and things like that. That's what it means. It's all about the emotions, the emotion of love. And so we know it has to do with the relationships. So if you have heart issues, it means something's going on in the relationship department. And that's what you were just saying, is you had to leave your friends behind.
Yeah.
You know, so something shifted.
You know, it's like that heaviness, hard to breathe, heartache. But she's saying she's having an aha moment. So.
Oh, good. Yes, yes. Wonderful. And see, and then that was, then whatever happened 25 years ago, we look at the same way. What was going on in your life at that time? And then I'd add, what do, because you're saying you're depressed and heart and tired. So then it'd be like, what does that kind of represent to you? You know, what are your thoughts around that? And then we would.
So her aha, I felt heartbroken when the kids would come to see me and then they would leave.
Yeah. Yeah. There you go.
I'm feeling that with you.
That's exactly what it is. See, the heart literally breaks, you know, when it has things going on. That's usually what it means. You know, if you have heart issues, it means something happened that hurts the heart. It makes it hurt. It makes it feel. It makes it broken. And yeah, you got it. That's exactly it. So, Shelley, what I want you to know, that was huge. That was huge. Huge thing that you just got. You got the message of what it is. Now I want you to ask your heart what it wants you to know to go forward. What do you need to know? Because it's trying to tell you this. Yeah, your heart, it hurts every time you leave, you know, these things happen. That's what it wants you to know. This is hurting you emotionally. So what does it want you to know? So I want you to just ask the heart or ask your higher self, but let's just talk to the heart. What does it want you to know?
Yeah. And then she's saying that the 25 years ago was bad marriage and she had to leave him, and postnatal depression as well. So. Okay.
Yeah, so it was another major life thing there. And it sounds like then, okay, divorced, or if you left the marriage, I'm guessing, and you said postnatal depression, so you have the kids or child or whatever. That's a lot. There again, major life change.
Yeah.
There are probably a lot of emotions wrapped in that. What does depression, because you're saying you're depressed and tired, so what do those mean to you? What does that?
And just as a sidebar, an intuitive hit with that part is there's a past life tied to it with the postnatal depression.
Very well could be, yeah. Mm-hmm. It triggered something, yeah.
Yeah, so very interesting.
Mm-hmm.
Thank you, Shelley, for being our
absolutely person today. Yeah, and you can just keep talking, you just keep tapping in, talking to your heart, talking, just go ahead and talk. You know, you've isolated depression and tired as like it's, and to me, it's representing like an entity within you, just like the heart is an entity within you. So talk to the depression, talk to the tired, ask it what it's trying to tell you, what it wants you to know. Just talk to it. They're happy. These parts of ourselves are happy to talk. That's why they're there, is because they're trying to give us information.
Yeah. I don't know what the next thing is, Shelley. She says, I got PND 3 out of 4 times. Postnatal depression. Got it.
Oh, okay.
Right? Am I getting that right? And I was like, what could PND be?
Yeah, I'm like, those acronyms.
So my hit with that, and that again is just an intuitive hit, is there might be some past life to clear there, and you could ask for that with your angels.
Yeah, when you talk to it, just talk it. Yeah, what does it want me to know? What are you trying to tell me? And then now go further with it. What you know?
Yeah, she says, love you, girls, and we love you back, Shelley. Thank you again for being brave enough to post all of this so that we could share it and talk you through that, because you know you're not the only one that needed to hear that information. So I'm very, very grateful for that. Mm-hmm. Yeah, that was good.
Yeah, see, that's the huge, that's the biggest part, is making the connection. And that's why that's the first question, is what was going on, you know, when did this start and what was going on at that time? Because most people don't ever associate the two. There was something happening, and then that's related to this physical issue. But then once you make that connection, see, that was your aha. Oh, aha. That's huge. That's, now you can just walk on through it. Now you just proceed and move on, and it'll go away. I promise it'll go away. You so just act on whatever it is your heart is going to tell you, whatever these things are going to tell you, act on it. Whatever they tell you to do, do it, and it will go away. Okay. Yeah. I'm sorry, Tracy.
Oh, sorry. I didn't mean to interrupt you, but she says she's booked for QHHT in December. Yay.
That's wonderful. Great. Wonderful. Yeah.
They're already working with you. That's what's happening. The stuff is already coming up and moving. So that's great. I love that. You know, how many times have I had a client that's like, man, I signed up and then, you know, booked the appointment, and it was like, they already started working on me. Things already start happening. And that's kind of the way it works. You made that commitment, and that is your team responding.
Absolutely. Yeah. I mean, to me, it's just reinforcement that we are never alone. You see how much help you have from the other side, and helping you to work these things out, and like the timing of things. Just be aware of all these things that happen, because that's showing you just how much support you have.
Yeah. Totally is. And, you know, that was actually one of the conversations I had today, is I asked somebody, well, how often do you call on your counsels, your angels, your guides, before you go into the situation that you're referring to? Oh, I never think to do that. Start doing that, everybody. You know, these guys, we have free will. They have to honor that. So when you start setting that expectation, or, you know, call it in before you even go, I always try to ask them to remove all the obstacles and go before me and line me up perfectly with the right place at the right time, all that stuff. Just parking spaces, people love that one, right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and I have there's parking spaces, and then there's when I'm trying to pull out on the highway, you know, from the road, and it's usually, sometimes there's lots of traffic, but I notice when I get up there completely clear, and I can pull right out. Thank you. I mean, that's another one. I mean, it's just clear paths.
Yeah.
Just take it right on in.
Mm-hmm. Yep. And you know, I have to
deal, but you know, why not?
I have to laugh a little bit, because I'm used to the dogs always being behind me in my background. And so when your dog went behind your background, I was like, which dog is that? Oh, that's not mine. That's how bad I am. They're all mine. Give me that dog.
You're mine, aren't you?
Yeah. You're going to let me have you? Yeah.
But, yeah, I think he's happy here.
Yeah. So now, originally we were going to talk a little bit about magic, but I think we worked a little magic today, and just asking the right questions and just being present.
Open to it. Well, I think that's the thing. We have in our minds, or we've been told, magic, it's like out of our reach. It's something that's, you know, it's really hard. And it's like miracle, you know, miracles are miracles.
Because, right.
You know, they're very special and they don't happen. I mean, they're really, really rare. And, you know, if something like that happens for you, oh my goodness, you must be living right or something, you know. And it's something that all this stuff is around that it's really hard to achieve. But the thing is if you really look, I mean, we have miracles happening all the time around us, and magic is right there with us. So it's just a matter of changing how you look at it, because that stuff happens constantly. And then as soon as you start looking at something as miraculous or as magic, then it opens a door for more things. As long as you think that, oh, it's one of these elusive things, then it'll be elusive.
Right? Yeah. The answered prayers, the miracles, the magic, it's all right there. And it's within our ability to manifest it and to create and to just get into the fun and the joy of it. Because if you can grab onto the joy, or find something that you get excited about, and then transfer that energy to something you want to create or manifest, it's going to amplify it so much faster.
I've seen some things happening recently, and this is something I've known for a long time. And even when I'm in some challenging situations, I probably told you, Tracy, when I was in the heat of something, I was like, look, I know this is always, it's going to come back to me. It's always me. And it's as soon as I shift or I do something, it'll all sort out. And that always happens, but it never ceases to amaze me how it goes through that process. And maybe that's just part of the process of growing and learning, is being in that thick of things and then figuring out, you know, it's just a matter of the own, you know, the perception, the attitude, I'm not even sure what all to call it, but it's like I very definitely, and I, you know, I'm not one, I don't like to admit this, but maybe because I was
visiting time.
I was visiting with someone today, and it kind of reminded me the last time I saw this person. I was in a victim place. I was in a victim mode, and it's like I am so adamant about not being a victim and everything. And I was like looking back, and it's like, oh my gosh, I remember where I was at that point. Mm-hmm. And they're talking about how I was in a different place, and I know I'm in a different place. I've shifted things within my mind, you know, and that has shifted all these things around me. And because really conditions are pretty much the same, it's just me that's changed. And that happens every single time.
How do you feel about that? No. I was talking to someone about the journals that I used to keep when I was, you know, earlier years, kids were all little, I was still married, and I was keeping these journals, and every once in a while I'd run across one and open it up, and it was woes me, woes me, woes me. This is happening to me. That's happening to me. So I totally get what you're saying. Victim mode, everything was happening to me. And then when I finally shifted, somebody gave me a little abundance book thing to read, and I was keeping a journal on that. And it was no longer focused on what went wrong. It was like, okay, what's going right? What's going right? And write down 10 things, whatever. So I started focusing my energy on doing this little assignment in this book, right? And changed the way I was responding to things and reacting to things, and where am I putting my attention, on this over here that I don't want, or this over here that I do want?
Yeah.
Changes everything. And, you know, a journal is a great way to do it. Write down your affirmations, your hopes, your dreams, but, you know, in the way that you already have them, not that you're still wanting or don't have them. So all of those things have been very powerful to shift.
Well, and I think something that's good to know here is, like, you know, we're all growing, we're all developing, we're all changing. This is why we're here. We go through these things and we do this. And I feel like, you know, because I think about, gosh, a year ago, I was there. Really? I was there, because I feel like I do a lot of this, you know, this work on myself. And it's like, really? I was there? But I know maybe in that one situation, I was there. In other situations, I was fine. But, you know, that's what we can do. We segregate ourselves. And I'm a victim here because this one's bad. You know, it's a real muddy mess. But over here, I'm fine. You know, and I'm in control over here, and I'm in charge, and I got it under, and it's all good. But it's just, that's where, you know, we're always working in these different areas. And, but yeah, that would just surprise me. That was like, oh yeah, because it came back immediately when we were talking. It's like, oh yeah, I remember our last talk. I remember where I was. And so.
Yeah. And it does. It kind of brings you back there. And then you see how much you've grown. And,
right.
Just talking about it's reminding me of an abundance story. I was so wrapped up in lack and poverty that I literally had like $11 in my bank account. And I remember that I'm looking at that in fear, going, oh my gosh, you know, what am I going to do? I hope I don't, you know, need anything or whatever. And I hear real clear, I had a Salvation Army donation envelope sitting on the counter, and I hear really clear, write a check for $10 for Salvation Army, which would have left me $1 in my account. And I'm like, not going to do that. Write a check for $10 for Salvation Army. I'm like, oh my gosh, you guys are testing me so bad. And, you know, and I'm just having all this anxiety, but I finally sit down and write this check for $10 for the Salvation Army, put it all together, stamp it, walk it out to the mailbox, open the mailbox. The mail person had already come. I was like, okay, they already came. So I pull the mail out, I put the envelope in, and I close it, put the little flag up, go back, set the mail down. The very top thing was a check from the insurance company for having a great record for not having any incidences. And it was a check for over $100.
So you 10 times your money.
10 times to my money.
10 times, tenfold.
And I'm going to tell you what, I'm 100% sure if I wouldn't have wrote that check, that the $100 check wouldn't have been in the mailbox.
I bet you're right.
So I jumped realities when I made the decision to trust and move with what I fully knew I was being asked to do, to have faith that it was going to be okay. And when I shifted and had the faith, then the money showed up, like instantly showed up. The other check hadn't even left the mailbox yet. And I already had the money in my hand.
That's what powerful manifestors we are. I mean, that's just it. You know, and that's magic. I mean, you could look at it like, oh my gosh, that's magic. And that was magic because it did. It wasn't there until you wrote that check.
Right. Yeah. Mm-hmm. And that's where we can get into the timeline things too. But yeah, I jumped a timeline there and left a poverty one into one where I trusted. Mm-hmm. And baby steps like that kept happening for me and moved me out of that place. And it's interesting when it tries to come back in, mm-hmm. or, you know, something tries to show itself in that way and that feeling wants to come back in. It's like, no, that is not who I am anymore. I'm not doing that again. Right. I don't have to, I already know better now. And it just, and it goes away. But yeah, it was that definitely.
That is such a huge one.
And we do deserve it. And the universe does want us to have it. Well, and yeah, it's, well, it's it goes for everybody else.
It goes back to we are fully supported. Mm-hmm. And that was just, that's just evidence of how supported. I mean, they always say you will always have more than enough.
Yeah.
You know, sometimes it's maybe $1 more than what you need, but it's more than enough of what you need, but you have to trust it. And you know, like you said, if you're in that lack place of and worrying where the next dollar is going to come from, and I got to hang on to this because I don't know where it is. Then
says, okay.
Yeah. Okay. That's exactly, if that's what you want and that's what you believe, then we will support that.
Yeah. If you think about, you know, I was asking, I have so many weird conversations. I love my life. I was asking somebody, what do you think it's like to be an angel? Because they went into this angelic realm. And so what do you think it's like for the angels to look at us? You know, people doing good, people doing bad. That's our judgments, right? What do the angels see when somebody's doing something this way or that way? And they said, oh, it's all neutral. But they're mm-hmm. just doing that. Yeah. It's not good, bad, right or wrong. They just did that. And yeah, hopefully next time they choose that. But you know, that they're very neutral.
Yeah, maybe it's an experience thing. Well, that's an experience.
Yeah, they experienced that. Okay, they experienced that. Could they have a better experience? Sure, they could. Yeah. Their but choice. It wasn't, you know, they weren't passionately like, what are you doing? Yeah. Yep. but, you know, that's how I was explained, you know, how the universe will look at us when we're making choices and when we're in that wanting and that needing and that hanging on to and gripping and we don't have enough. Right. And they go, okay.
Yeah.
Okay. That's your experience. Then you can have that experience. So
exactly.
So why wouldn't they be like, okay, yeah, you can be rich if you want, sure.
And that's what they're saying. Everything. You're fully supported at all times. So what do you want to be fully supported in? In poverty and lack or in abundance and love? I mean, what do you want to be fully supported in? Because that's what you're telling. Whatever you put out there is what you're telling them. This is what I want.
Yeah. Powerful. Yes. And we do need to realize how powerful we are and how quickly we can change that. And it's, I always loved this Bruce Lipton thing that he did where you have to close your eyes. So everybody do that unless you're driving or something or you're, you know, in a position where closing your eyes might not be good. Close your eyes. And I want you to think about something that makes you really, really mad. Something that didn't go right. Something that just kind of sticks with you a little bit and makes you kind of grit your teeth. And then I want you to think about something that you absolutely love. And, you know, maybe it's a person or a kitten or a puppy or whatever, but it's something that you just absolutely love. And look how quickly you change the chemistry of your body in those thoughts. And that's how fast we can change our manifestations. Yeah, we can, oh, I don't like this, change your thought, change the way you're thinking about it.
Yeah.
Like the way that person responded, change your thinking around it. So
yeah, we're not stuck on any one train of thought. We're not, just because we had that thought doesn't mean we have to stay there with it.
Yeah, and it doesn't mean that, uh-oh, I spent time today grumbling. It doesn't mean that that's going to be instant manifestation of more of that.
Yeah.
You know, you do, you are human. You are having your experiences. You're being, if you're being honest with that, you know, there is that process of being present with your feelings, but don't judge them, you know, don't right. make them right or wrong.
Yeah, well, something you said there, yeah, because we're human. And that's exactly it. They have said so many times, this is why we don't have instant manifestation, is because that's why there is a little bit of a lag, because it gives us time to change the thought, you know, because we are human and we sometimes have these things, and it gives us time to catch the thought and shift it if we want to do that.
Yeah. Yep.
And that's when we say, be mindful of your thoughts. This is where you are monitoring. You can consciously monitor them and watch what goes through there. And then just, it may take a little bit at first if you're not used to doing that, but it gets easier and easier as you start catching yourself. And sometimes it's easier to catch someone else in what they say or what they, you know, if they're saying what they're thinking. For and sure. When you're doing that, that's teaching you how to monitor your own thoughts. It's like, because you're doing it too. I guarantee you, if somebody's doing it around you, that's a mirror for you to show you that you're doing it as well. And this is teaching you how to catch that in yourself so that you can start shifting it in the direction that you want it to go.
Mm-hmm. That's so true. I can't say how many times I'm always, oh, watch that. Turn that around. Delete. Mm-hmm. And then if I actually listen to myself or eventually somebody does that back to me, I'm like, oh my gosh, I do it too. Yeah, that's right there. I did it.
Oh. Perfect.
And then you have the aha moment about what you manifested in regards to that statement.
Yeah.
And, exactly. You know, a lot of times I refer back to when I was working more than one job at a time, and I was playing again that victim role of single mom and working two, sometimes three jobs, da da da. And somebody would ask me, well, how are you doing? And one day I actually listened to the words I used back. And I was like, that is not the story that I want to be telling, because I'm just manifesting and perpetuating this, this thing that isn't working for me.
Right.
So it was really a profound, I can even remember where I was standing when I had that choir of angels in my ears on that one. Right. And I realized I really need to change the way I'm talking about my own life. So our words are so important, because there is an energy and a frequency with it. Just like when we were thinking about something that made us angry and something that made us happy.
Right.
You know, everything has that energy, that frequency, that chemistry that we're just putting out there into the world all the time. So let's just blanket this world with the magic. So.
Yes. So what, how do you feel when you say that word magic? How does that make you feel?
Well, you know, that's my hashtag.
No.
If you don't see a magic is real hashtag near me somewhere, then let me know. I need to upgrade that.
but really, let's. I want to hear from you guys. What do you feel?
The magic. Well, how do you feel when you say the word magic?
Magical. It just feels like I feel tingly and like it's giddy.
Yeah.
Possibilities.
Yeah. I actually get almost like a fairy realm picture in my head.
Yeah.
Here.
Yeah. You know,
it's like
it feels light.
Like Tinkerbell in her fairy dust, or a wizard waving a wand, or a unicorn, or, you know, just something very mystical, something. Right. Yeah. So playful. So I'll be watching for you guys to be posting. Do we all get downloads? I don't know. I think that's a real question, so I'm going to say yeah, probably when you're sleeping.
You can get them all times.
All the time, sleeping
is a real popular time, because your conscious mind is just kind of out of the way, and so it has a freeway to come in, and it just with nothing looking at. But they showed me one time, because I asked to be aware when I was getting downloads, and so right after that, I mean, immediately. I was in a restaurant with my mother, and all of a sudden I'm like, whoa, what is going on? And so the only reason I remember this is because mom wanted blow by blow description of what was happening as it was happening. So I was telling her as it was going on. So I remember it. And, but I was there and it was like, there was like this beam of light coming in, and it was coming here, and I could feel it at the back, at the base of my skull.
Wow.
It's like coming in, and it felt like, I don't remember if I saw symbols, but it felt like there might be something in that light, you know? And I'm just like, what is going on? And so I'm telling her, I'm like, well, there's this light and it's coming in. They're saying I'm being downloaded. And then she was like, it wasn't anything odd for her. So she's just like, okay. So she was asking questions, you know, of course. Yeah. And so I'm just describing it to her, and then it's like, okay, then it stopped. And then it was like the whole room, they were telling me, it's like something about the energy, whatever, it had just moved up, whatever, a notch or something. I don't know what level, what degree or anything, but it was like, it just moved. The colors in the room were all different. Everything was very vibrant. It all looked different, had very sharp edges. It was like really, really clear. You know, it's like nothing muddled. It was very clear. And I remember looking around, just trying to take it all in. And there was this little girl at a table, like about a table away or something. And she was looking around too. I'm like, oh my gosh, she sees it. She
wow. sees
it. Yeah, because she was just looking around and stuff. And then, and they were telling me that, so this was happening. It's like you just moved up a level, and that's why everything is different. And then pretty soon as you acclimate, it's all going to shift, you know, this is going to come up to meet this, and then it'll all look, you won't see that difference then, you know, stuff. But this is, it was just showing me, you asked to be aware. So we're showing you, this is what's happening at these points.
Yay.
So, yeah. And then after that, it was so funny because, I would notice like in the middle of the night, you know, it usually was, and I'd wake up and I'd be going, all of a sudden I'm awake and I look and yeah, here's this beam of light again coming in. And now now I'm seeing the geometric shapes. And at first it started out, they were just shapes. And the next one, they were kind of starting to move. And then another one, now they're starting to do a lot of movement. And the whole thing is coming in. I can see it all coming in. And then like, let's go a year, 2 years. I mean, they'll still do it. It still happens. Okay. Where I'll wake up.
They do it now. I want to see it happen.
I haven't had one happen in a while, but it does. And, but then I'm like, okay, why am I awake? And they said, you wanted to be aware. Oh yeah, I did ask that, didn't I? Like, okay, thank you. And as soon as it's done, I'm going back to sleep. I mean, it's like you wanted to be aware, wake you up, do this, and then go back to sleep.
Well,
so
then you have it.
If you want that, I mean, it's fun. Let's play with this. You know, if you want to know more about what's happening on some of these other planes and in our world that we don't consciously see, just put something out like there. I just had a choice. That was fun to me. I want to be aware when anything like this is happening. If I'm getting downloads, I'd like to be aware of it.
Yeah. I'm looking for everybody's versions of what is magic.
Yeah.
Okay, let's see. I got to find where it started because there's so many.
good.
Okay. Oh, hello, beautiful ladies. Hello. Okay. Do we get, okay, it feels exciting. Mm-hmm. Okay. Really do find, okay, that one I think is actually a question. This, and we're going to talk about this in a second. So really do find what you're looking for. So hard to change thought structure. That is a thought structure, that it's hard to change the thought structure, right?
Exactly.
So change
exactly.
That thought.
That's a belief.
It's a belief system. Mm-hmm. Yes. Okay. So magic is tantalizing, peace, love. If we are working on our, okay, that's a question. So I'm going to bypass that. Okay. Excitement.
No, we do have things kind of jumbled in here.
Wonder. Yeah. You guys mixed it up in here. Keep me going. One of my I ams is I'm magical. Oh, I like that. So Susan's magic. Okay.
Fantastic.
Okay. And the magic is when I think of something, that something happens soon. So I always pay attention to what thoughts I put out there. That happened to me last night. I had a thought and an idea. And in the same time, the person that could make that happen was calling me. So that's really cool.
I mean, that's magic.
Yeah. So now we're on to the downloads and the meditations and that stuff. So those are the questions.
Let's go back to that thought. How do you change your thought structure?
Yeah.
And how was that, if you can find it again, how that statement or the question was worded? And tell me who it is. We're just going to have this person go ahead and change their thought structure.
Where did it go? Okay. Really do find what you're looking for. So hard to change thought structure.
Okay. And who is this?
Tina.
Tina. Okay. I want you to, you're saying it's really hard to change your thought structure. I want you to just make a little change in that sentence and just change one word. What do you think that word might be? And how long do we have to wait for answers on
here? I'm patiently waiting.
I'm used to an instant back and forth.
Oh.
Can anybody think what one word can be changed in there?
I'm sure that's okay. As soon as this gets aired, it's going to be like, everybody will be in there. Mm-hmm. So yeah. And it really does. All it takes is one word.
Yeah. You just change that one. If you can catch, I mean, in your own statement there, that's a belief system. Like Tracy was saying, that's a belief system. That is your own thought structure. You are creating that because you say this thing. You say it's so hard to do this. So what's
it is. We got our first contender. And now they're putting in better words.
Yeah. So what word would be changed?
Hard.
Hard. And what maybe could you change it to?
Easily is the first one that came that they're putting on here.
Well, I mean, like we can just change hard to we can just use the rest of the sentence and just change that one word. And so let's use easy instead of easily because grammatically it'll fit better.
Right.
Okay. So it's so easy to change your thought structure, mm-hmm. your thought form, whatever the word, the rest of it was. Yeah. What other words are being thrown in?
Yeah. So
you said you're getting a lot of contender, a lot of other options.
Easy peasy.
Effortless. Yeah.
Effortlessly. Yes. Mm-hmm.
Fun came in. It's so fun
to change your thought. And it is fun to change your thought structure because you're reprogramming it. If you could take everything you've ever learned or were taught in your life and just pick it in a box and put it on a shelf and start over, mm-hmm. what would that look like?
Yeah. Exactly. And let's look at it. But like there, I mean, I just wonder, Tina, did you notice that your statement was a self-fulfilling
Yeah.
statement?
Well, you know? And here's something for everybody to do. Say it both ways. It's hard to change a thought structure. It's easy to change a thought structure.
Mm-hmm.
And how does that feel? How does the chemistry of that feel in your body?
Exactly.
How quickly you can change.
I was thinking with all these different words, how does that make you feel like that? It's effortless. It's so seamless. It's just, I mean, all of a sudden you're going, oh, it's so hard. You know, it's easy breezy. It's just one. So it's just changing one word. Many times it's just one word we have stuck in there that is just our little tape that we keep running. And if you'll just catch it, like I said, that's where you're catching your stuff. If you'll just notice that you did it. So we're pointing it out to you here so that you can notice when you do it. This one you'll catch. Hard will never fly by again without you catching it and shifting it.
Yeah. Tina is saying, thank you, everyone. And that's just it. You know, all of you guys that were playing with us here and putting in these feelings, you've all got to experience something. So thank you, Tina, for posting that because it's so simple for all of us to dive into that rabbit hole. And then you get your blinders on, or you get stuck in a rut at work, or you get stuck in a rut at home, and you forget that you can change a thought and step out of that box.
Well, I remember, like I said a while ago, anytime, you know, if we can see it with somebody else, if we can catch it there, then that helps us catch it with ourselves. And so that we can shift ourselves. It easily. It becomes so obvious.
It almost becomes playful and fun, doesn't
yes.
it?
Yeah.
Yes. So that's where the magic happens, right there.
Right, exactly. So. It really is. It's when you shift your own words and things like that. I'm telling you guys, when you do these little things, they seem like, well, this isn't a big deal. When you do these things, your whole world shifts. Your whole world changes.
Yeah.
And for the better. That's magic.
It is.
Well, you're making something out of nothing. That's magic, guys.
You know, I use this story a lot, which kind of falls into what we were just talking about. A few years back, I did a little remodel of my kitchen, you know, the surfacey stuff. I painted countertops. I restained cabinets, put new knobs on, put in some new appliances, and kind of gave it a fresh look, right? Well, all through the whole thing, when I first looked at that project, I thought, oh my gosh, this is overwhelming. Boom, caught myself. Yeah. No, it's not. No, it's not. Take it one step at a time, do one project at a time. It's going to be easy. It's going to be easy. And I would say that every day, it's going to be easy. Every project I'd start, it's going to be easy. Yeah. And it really was. And it went by faster when I was in that place of, this is easy. And I'm just going to take my time and do it, you know, and I'm in no hurry. This is easy. There was one thing that I didn't do that with, and that was the kitchen sink.
Ah.
And I don't know if anybody's ever installed a kitchen sink, but you got to get up in between this little bitty space and try to tighten that thing down and clamp it down onto the countertop, right? And I knew that had to happen, and I knew that it was going to be a trick, you know, to do that. But instead of going, this is going to be easy, this is going to fit, we get to the kitchen sink, it's not fitting in the hole. And so we had to figure out how to regrind tile, not wood, to open that hole up a little bit bigger. It had me in tears. I couldn't get that sucker in there. Finally, we get it in, and then I had to screw it down. And literally, I'm looking up that drain spout from underneath, and I'm trying to get in there and tighten things down. And I'm kind of grumbling, and everything else. I'm telling you, the microwave went in easy, the stove went in easy, the refrigerator, everything was easy. Even the dishwasher. I wired in a dishwasher, and it went in easy, and it was a built-in. The stupid sink, not easy. And I'm laying under there, and I'm looking through. And this is very metaphorical, looking through the little drain, and up in the light fixture is a spider crawling around on the light fixture. And I'm sitting there thinking, oh, don't fall down into my face, you know, because it's right above me. But then I realized, oh, the spider symbolizes weaving your own web, mm-hmm. creating your own reality, right?
Right.
Ah, as I'm under the sink going, this is the only thing I didn't say was going to be easy, and it's been a pain in the butt. So it's going to be easy, right?
Absolutely.
And so I kind of shifted what I was doing with that, and the rest of it went really easy, putting in all the garbage disposal and everything else.
Can I say how much respect I have for you? And I told you this before when you told me the things you were doing. How much respect I have for you for doing things like that.
You want to respect me over here at the house. We're going to put in a tile floor. And the family room.
But you are willing to do that. You're taking it on. You're going
to
do it.
It's gonna be easy.
Because it's gonna be easy, and you know you can do it. And that's huge. That's a big deal. And I'm so appreciate you and respect you for just even having that drive to go do it.
Well, I need that drive to kick in, because I have all the supplies downstairs in my living room waiting to go into my family room. And
I have a sack full of some things that I'm going to paint something, and it's not left the counter since I bought it weeks ago.
I will say that there's a certain friend, Valerie, that said she would come help me with that floor. And I'm calling you out on a public radio station, just saying. So. I am having fun over here because I'm 2 hours behind you, and it is now 5:55.
Yay!
So anyone watching at a different time, it still applies.
Well, it's 7:55 here. We still have the fives.
Oh, yeah. We got path and change, and yeah. Things are happening. Buckle up.
Yes, yes, yes.
It's going to be fun and magical.
Yes, very magical. I think we were told beforehand that we might need to keep our show at about closer to an hour tonight. So, Tracy, how can everybody find you if they want to know about your magic and what you're doing?
Oh, my magic. Well, when I'm not on an airplane, no. You can find me at tracymahan.com, and you can also find me at qhhtofficial.com under the Find a Practitioner. Julia, What if people believe that?
You're going to keep coming with this magic, because Tracy, like she's saying, she has her hashtag on her Facebook pages and things like that. She always has, I guess it's Facebook. Is it also something else?
Facebook, Instagram. I find the magic in something that I'm looking at. I take a picture of it, and then I'll put the hashtag on the picture and share the magic is real. And I've been doing that for a couple of years now, and it really is real. You know, and I see it and everything. So, you know, and what's fun is when you take a picture of something and then you look at it later and there's faces or there's things in there that
you're good at that.
So it is. It's very fun. The world wants to play with us. It wants to show us things. So start looking around, being aware of what's happening around you, because it's talking to you constantly.
Absolutely.
And it's magical. Okay.
It is magical. And we were going to go with, okay, you were saying, and Julia,
if somebody would like to be a practitioner, or again, find a practitioner in their area, how do they do that?
If you would like to do that, just go to QHHTofficial.com. And you can go, if you want a session and you want to find a practitioner in your area or in an area that you're willing to travel to, just find somebody that resonates with you. Just go to the Find a Practitioner page. Imagine that. Yeah, you know, we kind of, yeah, you know. We're going to try and make it as simple
as possible.
And then about midway down, there's like, you'll see sections with the different levels and you can click on those and see all the people in those levels. But if you want to find somebody that's in your area or whatever area you're looking at, there's a bar about halfway down, and you can just, it allows you to put in your state, you know, your country, your state, your city, and then it'll pop up any practitioners in your area.
And I've met a lot of practitioners. It's so phenomenal, the loving hearts that come to this work. Yeah. And so if you are a loving heart, you want to help people, that's the page to go, QHHTofficial.com.
Yeah, and if you are interested in taking a class, we have the level one classes going all the time. All of our classes right now are online, you know, so it's kind of convenient for everybody now. But we have the level one classes, and you just go to course information up at the top, you'll see course. I think it just says courses. And so underneath there, it'll have the different ones. You can go to information, you can go to level one online, just a lot of different pages, and they'll guide you in the right direction. Give you all the information you might want to know from there. And then, or if you want to go to Tracy's site, and because we have, you know, she'll have a banner. You have a banner on your site or something.
I have yet to figure out the banner, but I do have a link on there.
You can get access to the course through Tracy's site as well as tracymahan.com.
Mayhem and a con artist, maybe.
Mayhem and
mayhem.con. No, that's not it. Please don't go there.
And so, but, and then also Soul Speak. If you're interested in Soul Speak, I have my book out, and that's available. I'm trying to think, you can find my book on a link to the book from the QHHT website. You can find it where it links over to the publishing company that it comes from, or on Amazon. And that's Soul Speak, the language of your body. And then I also have the online course out now about it. And that, you just go to juliacannon.com and you can get all the information you need there. And if Judy wants to throw in some words, you know, she did a wonderful testimonial for me I use on in some parts and everything. But anyway, she did a fantastic job, and she's going to be great working with this. She's a fantastic practitioner as well. And I'll leak out a little information. Judy just attended her level three class. So she's in the process of working on her level three status. So yay, Judy. And these are big, major steps and big, big things. Yeah. Ask Tracy. She knows what it takes to do it.
I'm still sore from mine. But, you know, no, I do. And for all the new practitioners that have reached their level three status, congratulations to you guys. And please do reach out to me and we'll get you on the show, because we want to introduce you to the world.
Yeah.
So I am excited about Judy getting hers. We play a little message tag here and there and have a lot of fun just interacting in that way. So I am excited to see her get there officially. I am going to invite her. There are a couple of questions in the chat room. If Judy would like to practice with what she's doing with SoulSpeak, maybe she can help out in that chat room with some of the questions that came through after we changed off and went in a different direction.
Yes. So,
Or if there's any other practitioners that have taken the SoulSpeak course and you want to jump in there and just read through those, that's a great place to kind of play with that a little. So, yeah.
Very good. So this has been wonderful. Tracy, as always, I love you. Thank you so much for being here. And all of you guys, oh my gosh, you are fantastic. I love you. And I feel your love. I feel your big heart.
Next week, right? I don't think there's anything interrupting us.
It's you that keeps
I know.
Going places. I'm here.
Yeah, I'll be here. So let's do a show next week. That would be great. And
sounds good.
All right, you guys, we'll see you next week. Come join us on the live show. That's always fun to have you in the chat rooms. Thank you, everyone who showed up and supported us in the chat rooms and gave us things to talk about. That was awesome. That was really
fun. Because this is fun to come on. We knew we had magic. That was our word.
And we knew we had magic. Yep.
We can do a show. We can do a show on that word.
Yeah. When you start off going, so what do you want to talk about? I don't know. Should we wing it? Okay. See you later. That's the way we roll. So thank you everyone for participating in that. That's awesome. Until next week.
Bye.